On Thursday, Governor Jay Nixon announced that Missouri would honor joint tax returns of same-sex couples who married in states where those marriages are recognized.
This is not about the definition of marriage. This is about the structure of our tax code and Missouri law, which is clear, and legally married couples who file joint federal returns must also file joint state returns.
Nixon added that he didn't think people should be treated differently because of who they are. Republican leadership in Jefferson City expressed outrage, accusing Nixon of ignoring the state constitution and the will of the voters. It was their second clash of the week with Nixon. The first came after he called for a moratorium on the business tax incentives border war in the Kansas City area.
We'd need legislative approval to get some of these things done, and I on both sides of the state line, and I think that the progress we've made so far can yield that in the coming year.
Nixon said he'd been talking with Kansas Governor Sam Brownback about that. Republican leaders in Jefferson City called it a power grab and said what Missouri really needs is lower taxes on all businesses. The Republican chair of a Senate committee meeting on the future of Missouri Medicaid refused to consider expanding the program with federal money. Senator Gary Romine insisted Medicaid must be reformed first.
Until we reform and transform the current Medicaid program, no one's in a position that they feel confident in expanding anything to any additional eligibility.
Jamila Nasheed spoke for the three Democrats who said they'd go along with that if the committee reported that most public testimony had supported expanding Medicaid.
This is the day to show Missourians that we can come together and we can agree, and we can agree without being disagreeable.
Outvoted 8-3, the Democrats got nowhere with that. The report recommends moving more low-income families into a managed care system. A Kansas City committee voted 13-12 not to seek local control of the police department, but endorsed expanding the state-appointed board. A Southwest Airlines executive let it be known that they don't want a brand-new single-terminal system at KCI. He said that would triple their costs here. As the Chiefs got ready for the big game with Denver, wide receiver Dwayne Bowe was arrested in Riverside and charged with marijuana possession. Coach Andy Reid didn't say much except that Bowe hasn't been suspended.
It is a legal matter, and that's the way we'll handle it and let those people let it run its course there. Dwayne will play. He'll start.
Bowe's attorney says he's innocent. Wrapping up the week, Kansas and Missouri, like the rest of the nation, had a low rate of actual health insurance purchases through the website-plagued Affordable Care Act, 751 Missourians and 371 Kansans. A Missouri appeals court ruled that the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese of the Catholic Church is not liable in a civil suit alleging sexual abuse. One reason given was the alleged abuse didn't take place on church property. And Ryan Ferguson, who served 10 years for a Columbia, Missouri murder before two alleged witnesses recanted, was released and will not be re-prosecuted. This is KCUR.